or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really love.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcast.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by.
I'm Chris Foster. There are now more than a million confirmed cases of the new coronavirus around the world, nearly a quarter of those in the United States. More than 1,500 people have died with the virus in New York City.
New York City EMT so overwhelmed with calls for help that some are facing a new rule. If someone's in cardiac arrest and you can't revive them in the field, don't bring them to the emergency room. The goal? To keep patients with little to no hope of being saved away from the hospital while limiting how much time EMTs are out on a call. The NYPD or medical examiner is then called to remove the body.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Dr. Deborah Birx on President Trump's coronavirus task force says about recommendations that people wear cloth masks to protect themselves.
We're trying to understand, do face coverings play a role in the general public? And I think it's very active discussion within the task force.
Uh-huh. America's listening to Fox News.
COVID-19 ruined graduation. Hope it doesn't mess up my summer vacation. Cancel the appointment to remove my braces. Really not helping with my awkward phases. Hair hanging in my eyes and I can't see. Barbershop closed cause the quarantine. Dad grabs the clippers and gets ready to buzz it. Mom says stop, no, let me cut it. Got a homemade haircut from my mom. She made me look like Kim Jong-un. Got a homemade haircut from my mom. Now she's my date to the homeschool prom.
Another addition to the Quarantune Collection, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quarantune, I like that.
Yeah, your greatest hits of just, all time.
Just like I like what Wendell said this morning. Have you been to the Greg Budelli yet?
I like that. If you've got a pile of cash sitting around and you have enough to invest in a small restaurant with a radio studio in it, give me a call at 272-9228 and we can open quickly.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Is it chilly this morning? Well, yeah, but not as cool as the last couple of mornings. And is today going to be warmer? You bet it is. Yeah, we had 73 yesterday, and if you like yesterday, you will love today. Happy Friday. Of course, Fridays are a little different now during a pandemic. A lot of people are asking, what day of the week is it?
Yeah, that's true.
What day is it? Warming trend continues, 78 to 80 today. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds. Not as chilly tonight, low 54. Tomorrow's high in the low 80s. Sunday's high in the low to mid 80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. I've got the rain chances at 10%. Not zero, but 10% is really low. Risk of showers begins, especially towards Monday evening, Monday night. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday, dot, dot, dot. And a big deal storm system, apparently a week away, one that has my attention. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. I see that Alexander City is the cool spot at 42, Prattville 44. It's 49 at Danley Field at 6:09.
Let me take a look and review sports this morning.
Are you done?
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could speak to you for just a moment.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Easy now.
Back it up, back it up.
I go away from people. I don't go near people. I don't chit-chat.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
So distancing.
You should start distancing yourself.
Distancing myself?
You know what? You're right. It is distancing.
We're your social distancing morning show.
So, back off 6 feet and enjoy this show.
You mentioned something just a moment ago that I've heard multiple people reference, and that is they have to think.
What day is it?
What day it is, yeah. Like, we'd be excited about the weekend.
Right.
But what can you do? We don't know. We are one of the few states that's not under a total lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff going around, you know, I would hold off because some of it looks authentic, and we've been fooled in the past. You know, a printed memo from the National Guard and all this stuff. Let's wait until they make an announcement before we believe anything that's making its way around the internet.
Yeah, sure. Nobody's going to do that.
I wish they would. I mean, I think we've done a pretty good job in this state.
Stuff you couldn't imagine, though.
Oh, maybe in the state, yes. I'm just talking about people posting stuff on Facebook that is completely wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Lots going on this morning. We have a pretty good rocket scientist story coming up. A feel-good rocket scientist. Somebody who...
So you got animal stories ready already.
Yeah, I got several of those, including a moose chase. You are into the police.
It's really got to be cars, though.
Cars.
Yeah.
Well,
like that one I showed you guys the other day where the
that was pretty
car versus tree and the tree won.
From Detroit, that was?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Any word on what happened to the guy that was in?
There were two people in the car.
I saw them drag one person out.
One person was in worse, bad shape, worse shape than the other person was.
The driver probably is in worse shape.
The other person was... out and fine. Well, I say out. No, rested. But was fine. And the other person had some injuries to deal with. But otherwise, nothing major. Which is amazing.
It was pretty spectacular.
Crash. Well, it's on my Facebook page if anybody wants to look at it.
The car just disintegrated. It was worse than my...
It's like a pinata. Just boom.
My encounter with the telephone pole.
I felt sorry for the tree.
Yeah.
It did not budge. That tree was like, I ain't moving a bit.
I was here first. Yep. It is 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Enjoy the crispness. Speaking of Christmas, the Christmas.
What? The what?
You on drugs?
No. The sandwich this morning, I used a...
Yeah.
I made your favorite, Jay.
Did you see the way the picture came out?
It was really good.
You are the best food photographer I know personally.
It really came out great. I posted it on your Good Morning post, your whatever your post is that you call, promote our show. Oh, my gosh. It was really good.
Well, I'm very touched, fellas.
Really good.
Appreciate that. About an hour from now, we will be launching Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Later today, I'll be doing my very first video conference call. I've never done one before. I may need to ask you a question or two, Jay, about how that works.
How are you doing it?
That's what I need
to ask. On your phone, on a computer?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I need you to look at the invitation.
Yeah, you need to show me,
And then you can guide me.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. About 48 shopping minutes from right now, Lewis Lawn will open. For the day, 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Lawns are growing. Coronavirus does not kill grass. And a lot of folks are finding that, one of the things I might need to cut here, and this is not a knock on lawn services. They're great. And you in particular, Mr. John Cato, who is also a Lewis Lawn customer. But you may have a mower. You may have to do it yourself, and you may have a mower, but it hasn't worked in a year or even longer. But it's still in the garage for that rainy day. Well, the rainy day is here. Lewis Lawn can help you restart that mower 99% of the time. If it may just need a tune-up, a flush, a blade sharpening, all the basics. And they're open with a full service department helping you. Now, if you want to get something new, they have some amazing new products like the Eagle line, which battery-charged mowers. The technology is amazing. And you just touch a button to get it started after you, of course, unplug it from the wall. No cords or anything else. And they also have edges and trimmers. They're lightweight, and they're comparably priced to gasoline-powered products. So it's absolutely worth considering your decision-making process at Lewis Lawn. Of course, they sell everything from large tractor-style mowers to the big zero-turn X-Marks and Echos. Chad Sasser, TJ, that team over there will take great care of you. And, of course, everything you buy comes with a warranty, and that's where you bring it back, Lewis Lawn. You buy from a box store, you could be SOL on the warranty. 244-9191 again, open at 7 this morning, 7 till 5, Monday through Friday, Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. 614, the William Tell Wake Up is next.
For relevant-
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is ramping up coronavirus testing across the state. Officials are setting up one-day drive-through testing clinics at the Bullock, Lowndes, and Tallapoosa County Health Departments. You must contact the health department ahead of time to set up an appointment. Lake Martin Community Hospital confirms it's treating six patients with COVID-19 from an Alexander City nursing home. Hospital officials say the patients from Chapman Healthcare Center are all in stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. The shooting happened Wednesday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Street. Police say they have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day 1 on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number 3, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number 4, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number 5, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:18.
Wake your butt up! Join.
Introducing Tabasco brand hand sanitizer. Now you can kill germs the Cajun way. And with an 80% alcohol mixture and 20% red hot pepper sauce, it not only disinfects, it also prevents you from sticking your fingers in your eyes, nose, and mouth. Trust me, if you touch your face once after using Tabasco brand hand sanitizer, you won't do it a second time. Tabasco brand hand sanitizer. Now available in original red, green jalapeno, and habanero pepper.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This particular category of people oftentimes includes people who thought they were being rocket scientists, ended up doing something dumb. But today, we got a guy who figured out a solution to an issue.
Okay, I want to hear this.
An Ohio man.
Oh.
He was unable to visit his mother's nursing home due to the coronavirus lockdown.
Yeah.
So he went and got a cherry picker, a tree trimming bucket, to visit her third floor window. I love this.
This is good.
Charlie Adams, owner of Adams Tree Preservation in Youngstown, wanted to visit his mother, Julie, at Windsor Estates, assisted living in New Middleton, but the facility is on lockdown. He received permission from the home to bring his tree-trimming bucket to the building and lift himself up to his mother's third-floor window. I pulled up the truck, set up the bucket, and I called her on the phone, and I said, Mom, look outside.
That's great.
Photos of the visit were posted to Facebook by Adam's uncle, and the pictures quickly spread. She's getting lots of calls from family and friends all over the country.
If there's... I mean, the greatest thing about this situation is stories like that.
Yes, yes, and I'm looking for them because we got enough. I do not like the way they're presenting figures on TV. You know, you look at they have that.
Oh, it's just apocalyptic. You know,
the map that's on with Alabama. Mm-hmm. I guess we're up to 1,200 plus cases, but we have been counting this for over 3 weeks now, and many of those cases are home. And cured. They don't tell you how many people got it and had mild symptoms, like Bonnie Prince Charles. It didn't...
It was very mild for
very
him.
Very mild. Yeah. And it is for some. It just depends on the individual. But we need to see, what percentage of people are surviving this. That's the number that matters the most. And nobody's doing it because there's a second agenda going on here, but we'll discuss that this afternoon. After I've had a couple of cocktails.
No, you're not going to have a couple of cocktails.
I just wanted to see if you guys are paying attention. That's all.
I am.
Once in a while, I test you. I mentioned to you, I've got a conference call.
Right, yeah.
At 1:45 today, and I'll show you the invite. But when I heard this, it kind of gave me the willies.
This station presents the people on your conference call. Like, Mr. Talks Too Close to the Mic.
Did anyone do the TPS report?
Can you back up from the mic?
Mr. Talks Too Far from the Mic.
Did anyone do the TPS reports?
Ms. Lets Her Cat Walk Across the Keyboard.
Mr. Puffle Fluff, get out of here.
Mrs. Toilet Flusher. And finally, Mr. Finally Figured Out Zoom when the call is almost over.
Oh, hey, guys. I typed in the wrong access code. What did I miss?
It's the people on your conference call.
Whoever is doing the dishes, please press mute.
So I joined Zoom yesterday. I haven't done it yet.
Is
Zoom something you can log into from any kind of computer?
Well, not only that, I found out you can log in from your phone and do it. It's almost like FaceTime.
Oh.
So,
yeah, but you got a modern phone.
Well, I mean, it would work on your phone, too.
All right, so, Jay, let me bring this up. Take a look at this.
I can't see that. I don't have a screen. Forward it to me.
Join Hangouts Meet.
It's a Hangouts. Oh, you got to use Google Chat for that. You got to use the Google Hangouts app for that.
I don't know how to do that either.
Yeah, well, first off, you're going to need a Google account. Yeah. They've not made it easy for you.
Maybe let's just FaceTime it. Oh, well.
What is this?
I got till 1:45 to figure it out.
No, you got to go to Google and set up an account.
Baumhauer's is doing some really incredible new stuff. And this is a conference call to go over all of what they're doing. I can't reveal secrets yet. But it's...
You may not be able to if you can't get on that conference call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to make a Gmail account. That'll get you a Google name and everything else.
You have to sign on Chrome to get that?
No, you can do it from any web browser.
You can do it from any web browser.
You're using Chrome right now.
Chrome is definitely the cut above, the best one.
Yeah. Swell. Hi, everybody. I've got 10 years, or, 6 hours to catch up 10 years
here. Today you learn how to program the VCR.
Oh, man. 625, I have rarely, especially I think because people want to get outdoors but get away from the world. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses yesterday had a couple of calls during the afternoon show from people that went out there. It's not only beautiful out there, but what you can buy, it's a cash or check business. The value of what you can get, like if you went out there with a $50 bill, you could fill your trunk with all kinds of amazing plants. They've got the macho ferns, which look like a, you know, the kind of fireworks that explode and spread out over the sky.
Uh-huh.
They're huge. I have one of those now. You've got Coleus. Rosie, that's one of her favorites. She was looking at those yesterday. The tomato palettes are an incredible value. They're 36 for 12 bucks,
and
12 plants.
Better Boy tomatoes?
Better Boy tomatoes. Zinnias. 10-inch pots for just $8. Those are regularly 12. So it's just an amazing, you know, they'll show you around. Clay Forer is our contact guy out there. Staff is super friendly. The matcha ferns come in hanging baskets. Those are $13, and they cost a lot more than that at garden shops and stuff. So go out and enjoy spring and just an explosion of color and value. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Get out to Vaughan Road. Go east about 20 to 25 minutes. And you'll come right to it. And look them up on Facebook. I'll share the page here in just a second. It is 6:26. We have our first look at the roads. The timeline for the 3rd of April. Coming up next.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic giving you green lights this morning. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. The boulevard mostly light to moderate traffic around the city, and all the 31s light traffic inbound. Just not a lot doing early this morning, but it's going to get busier, and we'll be here to keep an eye on it for you. More traffic updates on the way. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trinumstate.edu and enroll now. Trinum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit AdamsDrugs.net.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now,
None of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's Word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the third day of April. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
94th day of the year. 272 days are remaining. Today is World Party Day. A little bit more complicated during a world pandemic, but maybe you can party on Zoom today. It's National Find a Rainbow Day. It's going to be tough to find a rainbow in Alabama today because there's going to be no rain in the state. But it is National Find a Rainbow Day. Don't go to work unless it's a fun day. I'm out of here.
It's always a fun.
I'm out of here. I'm sorry. It was just too easy. It was too easy, Dad. 160 years ago in 1860, the legendary Pony Express began service between Missouri and California. Didn't last long, but it was very cool. Actually, it was a very short period of time that it was around. 1865, rebel capital of Virginia, of Richmond, Virginia, falls to the Union, the most significant sign that the Confederacy is nearing its final days. We are now T-minus 6 days until the surrender at Appomattox Courthouse. I've been in that building. It is really amazing. That house, it's just, and then to see where they sat down and signed the agreement. Abe Lincoln has 11 more days of life before his assassination at Ford's Theater. On this date in 1882, Jesse James shot in the back by his own cousin and gang member Robert Ford, who sold out for a $10,000 reward. There's a price for everything. The First Lady on this date in 1933, Eleanor Roosevelt, not a good-looking woman, informs newspapers that beer would be served at the White House.
I'm sorry, what did you say about Eleanor Roosevelt?
Not a good-looking woman.
On our instant replay feature.
67 years ago in 1953, the first issue of TV Guide hits the newsstands, sold for 15 cents. Who's on the cover?
Lucille Ball.
Right, and Desi Arnaz Jr. on the first cover. 1968, less than 24 hours before his assassination in Memphis, Martin Luther King delivers his famous mountaintop speech to a rally of striking sanitation workers. It was chilling. It sounded like he was foreshadowing his own death. When you listen to the text of it,
yes,
it sounds like he was given some sort of divine notice. Now our song of the day, and it comes from Three Dog Night. The late Paul Williams from Atlanta wrote this for Three Dog Night. I think it's one of their best. The year is 1970. Whenever I need to leave it all behind and feel a need to get away, I find a quiet place far from the human race. What do you say we go out in the country this morning? Certainly going to be a beautiful day to do it. Here's Three Dog Night, and this is your timeline. Song transports me to another place.
You know, it's perfect timing. I just put the link to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses up, and that's
out in the country.
Out in the country.
What a ride to Fitzpatrick's today to the greenhouse. On this date in '74, I text you. I sent you something in the middle of the night.
One of the worst tornado days in all of U.S. history. 148 tornadoes in 16 hours. It hit at night here in Alabama. Xenia, Ohio is one of the bad spots hit. Brandenburg, Kentucky. Green, Alabama. 335 people died. Alabama particularly hard hit at night. One town, Tanner, Alabama, hit twice.
Wow.
Two different huge tornadoes.
Xenia was one of the first moving video images we saw
of a tornado
back in those days.
Xenia was reduced to like splinters.
Yeah.
It really was one of the worst tornado outbreaks.
We were under warnings in Chicago that day, but we lucked out.
17 years old. 24 years ago in 1996, the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, finally arrested between 78 and 95. He had sent 16 mail bombs across the country. He killed three, wounded 23, but that's not the deal. It was kind of a terror campaign. He's serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. On this date in 2000, a federal judge ruled that Microsoft had violated antitrust laws when it tried to illegally monopolize its browser used by bundling Internet Explorer with Windows. Yeah, well, guess what? It does smell of monopoly. On this date in 2010, Apple released the first generation of the iPad. I've got the iPad Pro here sitting next to me here. Paris Jackson is 22 today. Actor Adam Scott is 47. Parks and Recreation and the HBO's Big Little Lies. Eddie Murphy, 59 today. David Hyde Pierce is only 61. He's Niles Crane on Frasier. Alec Baldwin is 62 today. Tony Orlando, formerly of Yawn, is 76. Wayne Newton is 78 today. Doris Day would have had a birthday. Billy Joe Royal would have had a birthday. His biggest hit down in the boondocks. Marlon Brando would have had a birthday. He died in 2004. They say he would sleep with anything. Anything. 9 days we are till Easter Sunday. Memorial Day is 51 days away. 4th of July in 91 days. We hope that SEC football is 154 days away. And Christmas, you can't move that. Christmas will happen 265 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now, here's Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Entirely too much Richie in this segment. Warming trend continues today, high 78 to 80. Lots of sun mixed in with a few high clouds. Not as chilly tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow, I think the weekend is good. Low 80s tomorrow. Low to mid 80s Sunday. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but, 10%. Risk of showers Monday, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then a big deal storm system about a week away from now during Easter weekend. Yeah, that'd be a good Friday, huh? So that would make this Sunday at Palm Sunday. Wow. I remember some Palm Sunday tornadoes
in the
past,
I was just
going to
say,
yeah.
A couple of outbreaks.
Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 49. It's 638.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We brought you our Rocket Scientist feature earlier this hour. In case you missed it, by the way, it was a guy in Ohio who borrowed a cherry picker, a truck with a bucket, to go up to the third floor and visit his mom.
That's so cool.
At her assisted living facility. Yeah, great story. Protecting you from people who would want to take your stuff from your business or your home, that's the job that Applied Security is not only doing, but does it better than anybody else. And a local company that can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. State-of-the-art technologies, you'll worry a lot less when you see just how buttoned down they can make your place. The systems are incredibly effective, but not that complicated. Some people, they look at a security thing, it's almost not worth the trouble. But Applied Security has systems that they can install that are simple and non-negotiable for people who would like to violate your space. Whether you own a business or you're a homeowner, these are the folks that can give you button-down security 24/7. Call Applied Security at 279-8338. 279-8338 and work with a local company. Mark and Vicky are terrific people. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. TV time coming up, and we're discussing about the way we pronounce certain food names.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
A little after 6:30, and we are looking pretty good. Got some inbound traffic off of Highway 231 onto Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. Folks trying to get into downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway also busy into Madison into downtown. I-65 and 85, we've got light traffic through downtown Montgomery. The boulevard's looking good. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime. All right, waiting to make our connection with the Alabama News Network as we go live on CBS 8 and ABC 32. You got your TV sets on?
You sure is ugly.
Nobody did ask for a review. I think I'm dressed Natalie today.
I think you are. I know you don't like your hair on TV.
No, because it looks like it's on fire from these dopey lights.
I do not like looking at me at all on TV. But that's just the way it is.
I minded it a lot less, what, 25, 30 years ago. Did a lot of TV in Miami. I wasn't quite you, but I was... Wish we could carry the cackling that's going on the other side of the...
Yeah.
Watch how fast my thumb moves.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
A recent survey asked people various foods and how they pronounce them. One example is pecan or pecan. There's a lot to talk about. Let's head over to our friends over at News Talk 93.1. The four of us, I know how to pronounce everything proper.
I love the conversation that didn't get on the air over the last 2 minutes in the studio. You guys brought up some great ones. I think Andrew brought up mayonnaise. Some people say mayonnaise.
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 But not mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
That's a Midwestern thing.
What? Tomato?
Tomato. But when it's on the ground, if it falls out of a tree, it's a pecan. When it's in a pie, it's a pecan pie.
Yeah, in Ohio, it was pecan. But,
pecan?
But I hear a lot of people say pecan. You know, it's pecan.
Caramel is caramel. It's a three-syllable word. Caramel is lazy diction. You should fix that.
What about salmon? I say salmon.
Salmon. There are certain words. I did not realize I had a Midwestern accent.
Salmon.
That's Salmon Rushdie. That's the satanic.
That's when you're sick. The Salmonella.
Oh.
But when it's in a can or on the end of a hook or a bear's got it in its paws, it's salmon.
Yeah. What are some of the other ones you guys just brought up? I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
You came up with some good ones.
I like this jalapeno one here.
What about it, Ryan?
Yeah. I was just discussing a bagel and bagel.
Bagel? Who says bagel?
Nobody says bagel.
Who says bagel?
I've never...
Never heard of that.
No, it says 9% of people say bagel.
No, they don't.
They have a speech problem.
I've never heard that. And I lived in the bagel capital of the universe for a long time.
But espresso, that's a good one. I say so I put it like an X in it.
That's a tendency, but I didn't learn how to properly pronounce it until that scene in Young Frankenstein.
Exactly. It's espresso.
Wait, I was going to make espresso.
Yeah. That's
when I realized I've been pronouncing it wrong. Right. Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman in that.
That's such a great scene.
What
in that
a
movie
great
too.
Scene, yeah.
There's one that'll lift your spirits.
Syrup and syrup?
Syrup. Who says syrup?
Syrup. Yeah,
that again is split down the middle. 50% say it one way, 50 say it the other way.
Well, yeah.
You're not going to believe this, but I'll tell you anyway. When I went to college, I took a full semester of, it was called Urban Dialect.
April Fool's was Wednesday.
Wait a minute.
You went to college.
Okay. Do you say college?
All right, or? Uncle Rico, finish your story.
College. C-O-L-L-I-D-G-E.
College.
All right, so wait a minute. You took a semester.
Well, it was a...
Go ahead.
It was a semester studying dialect around the United States.
Right.
By the end of the course, I knew and could recognize, and it served me well in later life, the difference in the accents in all five boroughs of New York. They are not the same. We all think of a New York accent, but actually there are subtle delineations between the five boroughs. And culturally, they kind of cling to that a little bit. Midwest, I didn't know I had an accent until I moved to Florida, and every city, how come everything comes out of your nose? That's one of the attributes of a Midwestern accent.
I didn't think that I had an accent coming from Ohio, but I guess everybody, when you go, everybody has an accent, I guess.
Here's a trivia question based on my college curriculum experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where do you think the origins of the Southern accent are? Where do you think that goes?
What do you mean by
what was
origin?
The greatest influence on the development of these what it's, we call the Southern accent?
It's kind of a lazier.
What country?
Oh, what country? I don't know.
Inspired it.
France.
Right? No.
Wrong.
What?
England.
England?
That's right. The Southern accent evolved out of English settlers.
Have you ever heard?
Nobody believes anything I say.
Well, no,
he doesn't believe I went to college.
It.
You're giving me the look. And Jay,
but some blokes in the UK, I can't understand at all. You know?
I know. So yeah, if you want, there are certain movies that are made in Britain.
It's English, but I can't understand.
I know. Could you put the subtitles up? Because I can't understand a word they're saying.
Yeah.
Any other words on here? They're. Crepe is crepe. It's not crepe. That's
crepe. Who says crepe? Rap.
Or is that rape?
Rape.
Rap.
Rape.
That means we're done.
That's.
We have to wait.
Producer wants us to rape.
All right, guys. We'll see you and the rest of the crew next week. Yeah, hopefully. And of course, if you want to hear more from News Talk 93.1, be sure to tune into their show Monday through Friday, starting at 6. Still more to come on.
He says the rest of the crew. Are we getting back? Are we getting the gang back together? Are they still going to be separate? Okay.
Said, listen to Greg and the rest of the crew. That would be you and me.
He said, hopefully, we'll get the rest of the crew.
Maybe
I hope so.
Maybe he thinks one of us is going to hit by the pandemic.
I think they're going to be doing that for a while.
Yeah, I think they'll be doing that for a while. But I kind of miss having the whole gang.
I do too.
Gang
together.
Hey, speaking of dialects. If you've always wanted to learn how to speak gangsta, we have another lesson coming up out of our very next break just before the Cheap and Trashy. It's 6:47 already.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There are now more than a million confirmed cases of the new coronavirus around the world, nearly a quarter of those in the United States. More than 1,500 people have died with the virus in New York City.
New York City EMT so overwhelmed with calls for help that some are facing a new rule. If someone's in cardiac arrest and you can't revive them in the field, don't bring them to the emergency room. The goal? To keep patients with little to no hope of being saved away from the hospital while limiting how much time EMTs are out on a call. The NYPD or medical examiner is then called to remove the body.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Dr. Deborah Birx on President Trump's coronavirus task force says about recommendations that people wear cloth masks to protect themselves.
We're trying to understand, do face coverings play a role in the general public? And I think it's very active discussion within the task force.
America's listening to Fox News.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
Turn
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Napa Know How.
Whether you're a car guy or just a guy who uses a car or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to NAPA, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 NAPA Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, here's another lesson in how to talk gangsta. Here's how you say, if you say one more thing that depresses me, I'll be forced to take disciplinary actions. I'm about to go ham. Repeat, I'm about to go ham. And that's how you say, if you say one more thing that depresses me, I'll be forced to take disciplinary actions, gangsta style.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
In our all-corona, all-the-time media, something that's come up is the speculation that Governor Cuomo of New York, who all the media is now in love with, even though it's a disaster there, they seem to think they see nipple rings under his shirt.
And that's life, and we'll deal with it together. That's it. I have to go to work. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Governor Cuomo, what do you say about the rumors of your nipple piercings?
They're clearly visible through your shirts.
Any regrettable tattoos?
How do you respond to the rumors you like to be called Kinky Cuomo?
Governor Cuomo, do you know Prince Albert?
Do you have a special room in the governor's mansion to conduct whatever freaky dinky stuff you're into?
Governor,
sir,
nipples.
Nipples.
Anybody see that?
Yeah.
You think he does?
No.
And I don't really care in the faintest.
Well, this bit isn't about what matters or anything of substance. In Tiger King news, I still haven't watched
it. Finally finished that last night.
Yeah.
All caught up?
All caught up, done, finished it, watched all seven.
Is there going to be another season?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't tell you too much, but the story is kind of...
They could do a follow-up, I guess, if there's some new stuff, but I don't know how recent this was.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
I guess he had another husband who wasn't mentioned on the show.
Oh, really? Another husband?
And the reason...
All we know is three of the husbands.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the reason you don't know about this one, and he's a convicted murderer and pedophile.
Oh.
That's what it says here. But sales of Tiger King...
Always things you look for in a quality husband.
Tiger King and generic Tiger merchandise sales are skyrocketing, even in this temporarily wretched economy we got going on. I have to pull up a link here on movies we'll tell you later that are recommended for watching during lockdowns and quarantines. Isn't it nice to know that Gwyneth Paltrow, who is still selling goop and very expensive clothing, she and her husband had a video chat with an intimacy expert.
An enemy expert.
An enemy expert on love and quarantining.
Yeah, you could have said something else there.
Yeah. Greatest pop star of every year since 1981. Billboard came up with this list.
Oh?
Yeah, but I only have the list going back to 2000 when NSYNC was it.
Okay. I know NSYNC, but I bet I wouldn't know anyone else on that list.
It's a quick rundown of the last 20 years. NSYNC followed by, as we ascend, NSYNC 2000, Jennifer Lopez, Eminem, B-Once, Usher, Kanye, Justin Timberlake, Rihanna, Lil Wayne, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Adele, that's 2011. Rihanna, she's the only repeater on this list, I think. Miley Cyrus, oh, Beyonce mentioned twice. She won it in 2003 and 2014. Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, Drake, and Ariana's Grande. Let's take a look at the TV stuff for the weekend. Amazing Stories, is that the one they rebooted from the Spielberg series in the 80s?
Yes.
Season finale of that is on Amazon Friday. Apple TV has the series premiere of Home Before Dark, a mystery about a 9-year-old journalist who unearths new clues for a cold case in her small town.
That's one of the services I don't have, Apple TV.
I don't have that either.
You can't have everything. Oh, gosh almighty.
There's American Idol Sunday at 7 o'clock on ABC. That's about it. There's really not much.
I don't know what American Idol's going to do. Because, I mean, I'm sure they got a lot of stuff taped, but when they get to the live shows, they can't do anything. And depending on when they get to the live shows.
Good
and
point.
Even then, I don't necessarily know that they can fill it up with a massive group of people.
Not likely. Pardon me. I just want to make sure this is okay.
It's a dinger.
Disney characters that deserve more screen time. This is how desperate the content gets. They made a list of Disney characters that appeared in Disney features and picked out 9 that deserved more time than they actually got. Chip, the tip teacup in Beauty and the Beast.
Does she sell seashells by the seashore?
Who cares? Throw that aside.
We'll never know the rest of that list.
The stars of 90 Day Fiancé are doing a special from quarantine. 5-part spinoff called 90 Day Fiancé Self-Quarantine debuts on the 20th, which seems like it's a million years away.
Oh, gosh.
There is a petition. I may save that. I'll save that one. Zac Efron says he never wants to get into Baywatch shape again. It's too much work. Here's one for you, Jay. The best single-player video games to play while staying at home. Maybe that.
All right.
Are you live Saturday afternoon?
I am live Saturday afternoon. I agree with pretty much all of these.
Okay. can you give one example or no?
Well, I'll start at number 10.
Right.
It's a game called Planet Zoo, which is basically you managing and building a zoo.
Oh, all right.
You're given a certain amount of funds and a certain plot of land, and you set the prices for entrance and the prices of concessions and everything else. You put the animals in there, and you make sure that they're fed and watered, and you take care of them, and all this. It's a nice little, nice way to, kill an afternoon.
Do you remember Sim City?
Yeah, it's a lot like that, but it's with a zoo.
Right, okay.
It's exactly. Glad you can recognize that. Because that's the best way to explain it. It's like SimCity, but with a zoo.
Okay. I understand that.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't forget to listen to Clearing the Game shows. Four to six. Followed by In-Game Air with Terry Adams.
But it would be 5 to 7 for those of you in the East Coast time zone.
Like the Cronins. That's when they listen. Yeah. They're in East Coast time. Yesterday, it was kind of weird. We saw that horrendous first-time unemployment claim number come out, and we thought, oh, here comes the Great Depression of 2020. The market went up yesterday. Brad McDonald joined us yesterday afternoon and explained that the big decision yesterday, they were expecting a large unemployment number, and they know this is temporary. What made the market respond yesterday was the president getting Saudi Arabia and Russia to boost their oil production, so oil prices would rally. Nobody wants to pay ridiculous gas prices, but
you got to stabilize the oil market.
You do.
Did you hear that you might get your money direct deposit late next week?
Yes, the 13th. I have a separate sheet on that, and we'll take a little time with that
later. Hey, man, I hope you have direct deposit, because if you don't,
you're going to be waiting.
It's going to take a while.
Yep. A long time. 6:59, we've got traffic. April 3rd, there's a bunch of things celebrated today. One I'm not too happy about, but that's my issue, not yours. And then a fresh edition of Fox News in 2.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking really good this morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. The Boulevard has light to moderate traffic all the way around the city. The 31's a little light this morning. We are seeing just a tiny bit of congestion with Tumpka Highway at the Northeast Boulevard intersection and on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, and that's really just about it. No accidents in us to report to you at this time. And when you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.